going on, everybody? It is the Talking Yanks player profile and projection. It's the second one we're doing this year, and it is on the longest tenured Yankee at age 36, coming back for another season, Brett the Jet Gardner. Jake, how are you doing? Are you excited to talk about Brett once again? 3 years in a row, talking about this dude. He comes back. He's a Yankee. What do you got?
Yeah, man. Old man Brett. You know, kind of the main leader in the clubhouse, question mark? I mean, CeCe kind of led the pitchers. Gardy, we're going to have Judge continually growing as a leader. But old man Gardy, he had a great year last year. We'll talk about if it's I think there's a little bit of juice involved, but I guess there was all around the league, so that is what it is. But old man Gardy, people didn't want him back. He's dead. This guy stinks. And he goes for 28 yackers last year. He had a slugging percentage that started with a 5, you know, playing great defense in center field and left field. And he's back, especially Hixie out for a chunk of the year.
He had, like you said, 28 home runs and an 829 OPS in 141 games. You can argue it's his best offensive season. If you like the simple stats like OPS plus, it's easily his best offensive season. He always racks up a bunch of WAR, but I'm not sure what he's at there. I mean, the batting average was 251, so a lot of people don't like that. The slugging was unreal. And, yeah, were the balls juiced? Were they flying out of the stadium? Yes. Did Gardner go get the open the fridge and juice them up? No. He didn't know. But when he did, he was like, oh, I'm going to keep hitting these. Remember, he was going to do the home run derby. They forgot to invite him.
Don't speak on the fridge thing because we don't know about that. That's speculation. But
oh, it's speculation.
Yeah. I think the bigger thing with Gardy is in 2017, Brett Gardner had a really nice season, one of his better offensive seasons. I don't know. It's kind of on par with his best offensive seasons. And then in 2018, he struggled. I mean, there's no other way to skin that cat. He had a 690 OPS. He hit 236, easily the worst of his career. And I think it was interesting because you and I were still developing how we're part of this new media, enjoying the Yankees. And we pretty much heard it from every media outlet and player on the team when they were talking about Brett Gardner that he was banged up. That's all we heard about 2018 Brett Gardner. And then so you combine that with him being healthy, you go a little closer to his 2017 stats and you put a little gusto in that baseball, baby. And that's kind of what we got from Uncle Brett in 2019.
So now you're thinking it was gusto?
Okay. The gusto was alleged as well.
All right. Because, I mean, I'm not allowed to speculate. Then you're not allowed to speculate.
The fridge and the gustos.
I heard a rumor he's trying to grow his hair out for this season.
Where'd you hear that again?
MySpace?
MySpace.
Not the old website. I was just hanging
out. MySpace.
Yeah, where I usually hear rumors, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want to dive into that, you can.
Well, I think it would be a great storyline if, you know, he started growing out a head of hair, and then he says that's what he used his signing money with.
I mean, full mop head. You have to feel like Gardy's done something like that before, no?
No, think like Tanaka's hair.
Yeah, I'm picturing Kevin Malone in The Office. I think he goes to the wedding with the full...
Yeah.
Gardy's had to have done that over the years, no?
I don't know. Maybe if we ever like interview him, we can be like, hey, can you try on our team toupee? We make every guest wear this while they interview with us. We can make Brian Hoke wear it, too.
Write it down. Brian Hoke would love to wear it.
Okay, how much are toupees? Can you talk about Gardner while I Google this?
I can talk about Brett Gardner. Jim, I'll go into my Jakey stats, because you know I'm always going to have one or two. Should that be a tagline? Brett Gardner. Jimmy, the numbers genuinely make me giggle. Normally, I have just a nervous keep-it-moving giggle. The Brett Gardner giggle... Oh my God. He's played in 140 games for the past seven seasons.
The constant Gardner.
140 games. I mean, so when I saw that, A, it's a ridiculous number. I had to go through and check the other outfielders on the team last year because, as you know, I'm pretty high on Talkman this year. It's hard not to be high on Judge. We want Stanton to be good. Hicksy's out. Gardy played 140 games in the out. Judge, 104. Talkman, 87. Maben, 82. Clint, 69. Nice, Clint. Hicks, 59. And Stanton, 18. And I mean, we had, you know, small appearances by Tyro and Wade and stuff like that. But Brett Gardner, like, basically doubled dudes up in the games he played this year. And I think, you know, I've been on the Talkman train. I think he can put together a really nice season if he gets the reps out there. I think Brett Gardner, you can't bet against. Like, I can't walk into this and be like, I could see Brett's settling into the fourth outfielder role and playing 80 games, because that just doesn't happen. Even in his worst season, he's still out there.
How's he going to get the playing time then? So if Hicks comes back, like, you just think it's going to work out?
It just happens with Brett Gardner. He plays defense. His bat did some damage last year. Again, I'm not expecting that, but I'm expecting him to be close to his 2017 numbers. And he's just going to get run, man. I don't know if Talkman's going to get hurt. I don't know if Stanton's going to get hurt. I don't know if Judge, all of them in different, you know, time periods, if they're going to try platoon and Gardy and then someone gets hurt. I don't know, but Brett Gardner just ends up out there for 140 games.
He's definitely going to, I think he's going to be the opening day center fielder. I don't think that's crazy to say.
I did. Right? Well, there's something fun on that, Jim, which we haven't discussed yet. The Orioles are going to throw John Means as their opening day starter, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
Gardy kind of struggles against lefties, if anything, and Talkman was really good against lefties last year.
But it's opening day, like, semantics.
Exactly. So you wonder if the Yankees do that, or if they give Uncle Brett the love anyways, or if it sorts itself out. But in theory, I don't think Burt would be on the opening day field.
That's a good thing to take notice
but
about.
That also could be a mess in the dugout.
Yeah, true. I found some toupees on Amazon. This one that I'm about to show you is, like, it costs $10, and I'm just picturing Brian Hoke in it. So I think we need to buy it.
That's tough.
It's
Sorry, Brian.
Make Gardner wear that while he doesn't interview.
No.
It's bad, right?
That's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah,
it's like jet black Dwight Schrute.
Yeah, it's $9 on Amazon Prime. So
deal.
Might grab that. Do you think there's anything to, like, Gardner with CeCe being gone, Didi being gone, Dellen being gone, that he's the last one left, and maybe there's an aspect where this isn't that enjoyable of a season anymore because all his buddies are gone?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, Brett Gardner, and as Yankee fans had a lot of fears after the 2018 season, I mean, you know, a quote-unquote slappy hitting outfielder who had his worst year of his career in 2018, a guy who relies on kind of speed and contact, we all had our questions. And I think something I pushed last year for a little bit was CeCe Sabathia being the best fifth starter in baseball, and clearly the wheels fell off on that. And CeCe got old and CeCe retired. And that's going to happen with Brett Gardner at some point. I don't think you can peg the year on it. Like, I'm just not going to do it. If it does happen that Brett struggles with the stick this year, I mean, he's still going to be a defensive wizard as long as he's healthy. I mean, left field and center field. And if I remember correctly, because I think one night I was kind of stoned and I was feeling confident in myself, I messaged Lindsey Adler and Jack Curry. So, I mean, my rider dies. And Brett Gardner had the second most home runs of AL center fielders last year. So the dude is going to have if Brett Gardner's worst case scenario is what? Pinch running in defense, which is a dude who's still going to be on the playoff roster, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Like if yes. everything goes awry, he's still mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. What with the baseball savant, the exit velocity, hard hit rate, outs above average, outfielder jump, sprint speed, wOBA, slugging, batting average. How many do you think Brett Gardner ranks in the red, which is good, above average versus below?
I'll go half because I don't know how many you listed.
3 out of the 8. He's above average and outs above average and outfielder jump. Good defense. And he's fast still, even though he's older for a baseball player. But exit velocity, hard hit rate, expected wOBA, slugging and batting average, all pretty bad. So that's something.
It's something. And, yeah, again, I mean, that's I'm on the Talkman train, but if there was somebody that after 2012, when Brett Gardner was essentially out for the season and played 16 games, it said, yeah, Gardy's probably on his way out from the Yankees. And since then, he's had 7 straight games of 140-plus years. So I can't bet against it.
Mm. You know what I'm hoping to find out this season about Gardner?
Go on.
If his grandmother's real name is actually Punky Russell.
Right.
Because we heard it once on a broadcast, and we haven't heard it again, and it's one of the greatest names.
It's an all-time.
So maybe we can ask that when we do the interview with him in the toupee. Do you want to get into the Zips projection for him? Because it's kind of interesting. Because, like you said, the amount of playing time he gets, if everything goes according to plan, he should be the 4th outfielder with Stanton in left, Hicks in center, and Judge in right. Or would the plan be for Gardner to be the left fielder and Stanton to be the DH?
I mean, that's a million-dollar wound right there. I don't know. I mean, Hicks, you and I kind of haven't wrapped our head around Hicks yet. I mean, but he's going to be out for a while. That and coming off last year's injury-riddled season, I mean, you just can't. We're not going to guess at that, or I'm not going to guess at that.
Okay. Okay. This is what Zips is guessing. They're guessing that.
Zips!
Zips is guessing that Gardner. Do they have games played? What do they have here? Plate appearances 531 in center field. I don't like Zips. I hate the way Fangraphs presents their information. All right, okay. So they have him with a 327 on base percentage, a 97 OPS plus. I'm over this. I'm going to Baseball Reference.
Okay. Quick audible.
Yeah, they have him like kind of doing 2018, a little below average season for him again. Baseball Reference has him with 536 plate appearances. How many games is that?
He had 550 last year, so around .140.
Yeah, around 134. 4 at bats a game, 4 plate appearances a game. I don't know. You think so? We have him there, right? Just somehow, some way, he's going to get to that 130, 140 mark.
I mean, speaking of Brian Hoke in a wig, which we often do on this, backdating these episodes a little bit, he just had his awesome Instagram story day of his travels down to Tampa. And one of the questions was about Brett Gardner. And I mean, Brian Hoke knows better than us. He expects Gardy in center field. Like in my head, I start doing the old man thing where I'm like, wow, Talkman really played some good defense and he's got the younger legs and keep Gardy a little more fresh in left field. But Yankees love Brett Gardner in center field. And if that's an option, I think they're going to go with it. And if one guy gets hurt, Brett Gardner's going to be in there every day. And guys are going to get hurt. Like, it's not going to be as bad as last year. It can't, but they're going to be hurt. And Brett Gardner is shown he's going to be there.
I wonder if the goal is, because like when they re-signed him after 18, he was supposed to be a limited role. And he was supposed to be the 4th outfielder. It was supposed to be Hicks, Judge, Stanton, right? And then all the injuries, they never got the chance to rest Gardy. Like, they were like, yeah, second half Gardy gets banged up and winds down. So this season, is that the goal going in? Like, all right, play center field for Hicks. Maybe we platoon you with Talkie a little bit, move you around. But then when Hicks comes back, we can give you the rest you need and you become the 4th outfielder. Like, that seems to be the plan yet again, and I just doubt it happens again. I think he'll be out there.
I'll simplify it even more. they're going to put Brett Gardner on the left field foul line at spring training, and they're going to bring out Clint. They're going to bring out Talkman. They're going to bring out Wade, and they're going to say, here's the deal. We would love if one of you young fuckers beat out that old crazy bastard for playing time, but nobody's done it over the past 7 years. So if one of you guys can go do it, go do it. And Brett will be standing there, pinstripe pants, no shirt, just knowing that he's going to be out there.
Shit talking him.
Oh, yeah. Walking around like a goddamn rooster.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Love Brett Gardner. I'm rooting for him.
He's going to be there till he's not. Hashtag Yogi.
Oh, wow. All right. You got anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. That was it. That was Brett Gardner. Thank you guys very much for listening. We appreciate you. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode.